John chapter 2, verse 6 through 11. Now there were six stone water pots lying there, according to the Jews' rite of purification, holding two or three measures each. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now, and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it to him. And when the master of the feast tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and said to him, "Every man sets out the good wine first, and when they have drunk freely, then that which is worse. You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed into him.
The first mentioning of anything in the scriptures set forth the principle of that particular matter. Therefore, the first sign here set forth the principle of all the following signs, that is to change death into life. The Lord's miraculously changing water into wine signifies that he changes our death into life. The water signifies death, and the wine signifies life. When the Lord changes our water into wine, that wine in our marriage feast will never end. Since we have been regenerated, life within its spiritual enjoyment will last forever. We shall have an eternal marriage feast, which will never end. This feast is not in our original life, but in the new life, which we received through regeneration. Even as the ruler of the feast discovered that the new wine is better than the former wine, so we too shall find that the life we receive through regeneration is much better than our natural life. Our former life, symbolized by the poor wine, was greatly inferior. The Lord did not give us the best first, but the best last. The first life, the human created one, is an inferior life. The best life is the second life, the divine and everlasting one. This life is the best because it is the life of God Himself in Christ. So our pleasure will last forever and ever. We have everlasting enjoyment, for Christ has translated us from death into life. He, as our everlasting and eternal life, can maintain our pleasures and enjoyment forever and ever. A new marriage feast began when we were saved, and it will never end. There is always joy within, and there is always a marriage feast within, because we have the divine wine, which is the divine life, the Lord Himself. We all must admit that many of our prayers have gone unanswered. For instance, many of the married brothers have prayed for their wives, telling the Lord, "O Lord, you know my wife. Lord, you must change her." What kind of prayer is this? It is the prayer of Mary, the prayer of the natural man. Do not pray in that way. Let the death of your wife come to the surface. Let Lazarus be dead and buried. Then the Lord Jesus will come and raise him from the dead. Let your wife, like Lazarus, die and be buried and begin to putrefy. If you do this, the Lord Jesus will come and change death into life.